Cause I ain't gotta live like this. I have spent 22 years of my life in and out of jails and in and out of prisons because of a drug and alcohol problem. Now in our text here, Jesus told the story of a young man who left home in order to live a lifestyle that was contrary to the way that he was brought up. Verses 11 through 13 says, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth on wild living. What happened to this young man? How did he stray so far away from his father's teaching? Now the Bible doesn't tell us how much time had elapsed between the time he had left home and the time that he had completely lost his way. But I don't believe it happened overnight. And I don't believe his downward spiral began after he had left home. I believe I heard Pastor Bobo say before that this young man strayed away the same way that sheep stray away from their shepherd. He nibbled himself away. Now, I don't know how Pastor Bobo knows so much about sheep. Maybe they had some in Detroit. Have none in Chicago, at least not in my neighborhood. But I'm told that they're not very smart. You see, there might be a herd of them walking along and following their shepherd, and at the same time they will be nibbling at the grass. They will nibble a little and then they will look up to make sure that they are following the other sheep. But sometimes there is that one sheep or that one lamb that gets so engrossed or so caught up in his nibbling gets to look up. He's just wandering along with his head down and enjoying the grass so much that he just nibbles and nibbles and nibbles. And when he finally does look up, he doesn't see the shepherd anywhere. And he doesn't see the rest of the sheep. He's lost. He has wandered off in the wrong direction and he cannot find his way back. Now he didn't mean to get lost. He just nibbled himself away from the fold. Our jails and our prisons are full of men and women who have nibbled themselves away from God. They have nibbled themselves away from the church. They have nibbled themselves away from everything that they had ever been taught, ever been taught rather. And they were not bad people. They were just nibbling. Some of them were doing okay until they got curious and started nibbling on marijuana. Some of them were doing all right until they started hanging out with the wrong crowd and they started nibbling with the gangs. And some of them had even gone to college and things were going great until they started nibbling on alcohol. Some of them had good jobs and they were respectable citizens until they started nibbling on crack. They just nibbled and nibbled and nibbled until one day they looked up and they were lost. Now people start nibbling at different stages in life. Some start when they are young, others start when they're older. And some even start nibbling while they're still in the church. And that's what I did. I started nibbling when I started hanging out with some of the guys that I worked with. And sometimes they would get together after work and they would drink beer. And they were always asking me to come on and drink some beer with them. And eventually I started drinking with them. I think it's just beer. And they were always asking me to go to the club with them sometimes after work. And finally one Friday evening, I went with them. And I still remember that night. We were in a car on our way to a club called the Birdcage on the south side of Chicago when one of them lit a joint. Now, I'd never smoked marijuana before, but I didn't want them to know that I wasn't as cool as they thought I was. So when they passed me the joint, I took it. And I found myself going to church less and less. I started hanging out with Fuzzy and Chucky and Tadpole again. And eventually, I quit going to church at all. I had left the family and I left everything there and I just got drunk and smoked weed and partied all the time. I was going from one drug to another, reds, trees, acid, and then finally heroin and cocaine. Just like that lost sheep. I had my head down and I was nibbling and nibbling and nibbling. And by the time I looked up, I had nibbled myself out of the church and into a drug habit and then into prison.
The Hoodlum Preacher in stores, April 25th, 2006. Free CD with the book.